that flow. And I think because we know that that's how good creative stuff works, we think that that's how our career is going to work. But in fact, business, I would argue, is possibly a different hemisphere of the brain. It works in totally different parameters, and that it doesn't thrive under chaos. It thrives under order. It thrives under implementation, discipline, measuring. And there's probably a part of you that when you start working within that side of career that wants to reject and resist. And I would encourage you to lean in. Making a career is not the same as making a painting. And being strategic and having a clear end in mind actually has a lot of power for creating a plan. Having an end in mind when you're making a painting is often a good way to miss accidents and creative breakthroughs, right? Like, creativity often works best when you don't know where it's going to go from the start. And that's where you get the most creative results. And so I think part of that resistance is probably because these are two different things. The second reason why I think we have resistance to planning and striving and struggling and working out things in a business way is because we're getting the wrong advice from the wrong people. Do you ever have something like, let's say you struggle with math, or let's say you struggle with eating. This is even better. Let's say you've got some really bad habits with your diet. You don't go ask somebody who finds it no struggle to eat perfectly all the time, doesn't even find it a temptation. Don't you just hate those people, by the way, that can just look at pizza and be like, too greasy for me. Does somebody have a napkin I can dab this? I like to take the cheese off before. I really like my pizza to be just a little tub of freshly squeezed marinara sauce. That's how I just drink it through a straw. That's so disgusting. But have you met these freaking people? They don't even like food. You don't ask that person, I'm struggling with food. How do you do it? And they're like, you're an idiot. That's the starting point. Who's naturally flawed. Like, that's just going to discourage you, throw you deeper into the pit. No, you go to somebody who has had the same struggle as you and overcome it, right? Since we're talking on the birth, we're doing the birth metaphor, let's talk about pregnancy. Let's say you're struggling to get pregnant. You don't go to Michelle Duggar. She's the woman, she had a TLC reality TV series about having 19 children. She can't help you with fertility. She doesn't have to try. She doesn't have to learn anything. She's never struggled to break through. You ask her about it, she's going to act like, it's really easy. Getting enough fiber in your diet? Like, you know, all you need is a little Jim Bob. I take a little Jim Bob that's her husband. Take a little Jim Bob on a regular basis and bam, every 9 months, like clockwork, plop out another baby. Keeps me regular, Jim Bob. Jim Bob now sounds like it's some kind of supplement for pregnancy, like all those weird commercials like Zeljans or Fiasfra, all these weird words. We're like, we've got so many medications these days, we have to invent the craziest, weirdest sounding words. And I imagine Jim Bob is a, take a little Jim Bob every day and bam, every 9 months, you'll have a baby plopping out. Keeps you regular. Taking Jim Bob may result in a TV series on TLC with a series that could have multiple side effects, like multiple spinoffs from various programs. Taking Jim Bob could result in psychosis, resulting in naming every single one of your children with names starting with the letter J. Every one of their 19 kids' names starts with J. If you don't know, that's what that reference is. But you don't ask Michelle Duggar how to get pregnant if you're struggling to get pregnant. But yet,